Dale Moore, Executive Director for Public Policy at the American Farm Bureau Federation.
Dale, after looking at President Obama's proposed 2017 fiscal year budget, what is the most significant aspect of the budget, good or bad?
Well, from our perspective, and I'm going to start right at the top, the thing that jumped right out at us is that, you know, after fighting the fight up on Capitol Hill last year, where folks were trying to cut $3 billion out of the crop insurance program, we turn around and President Obama's budget has got basically an $18 billion cut to federal crop insurance programs over the 10-year, you know, process of his particular budget. And this goes right at, you know, those risk management tools that are so important to our farmers in terms of managing, you know, whether it's Mother Nature or market volatility or the combination. And that's something that, I mean, just right out of the box, kind of like dropping a big rock on our feet.
There was a budget hearing today in which Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack defended the cuts to crop insurance, and he talked specifically about prevent plant coverage, things of that nature. Have you had a chance to get into those finer points as far as where these proposed cuts would come from?
Well, that's the part that has us most worried. You know, they make it sound like it's simple to kind of go in and make these cuts, but I know one of them, for example, one very important to producers, is reducing, you know, the government's share of what they pay on the crop insurance premiums, you know, from around 63% down to 50%. That is a huge impact, and one that we believe is going to have, you know, an impact on the ability of farmers to use the levels of coverage that they need to truly manage their risk, and in some cases may even jeopardize the availability of certain types of insurance products because, you know, farmers just can't afford to use them.
Colin Peterson, one of many that's talked about leaving these farm programs alone, that the new farm bill went and did its work in trying to reduce some of the federal deficit. So with that in mind, looking at this proposed budget from the president, how is the farm bill going to play into this conversation, argument, whatever you want to call it, Dale?
Well, if last year was any example, and frankly, even going back before that, but if you go all the way back to 2011 even, you know, agriculture leaders on the Hill, you know, in the previous Congress, you know, Chairman Lucas and Chairwoman Stabenow and their ranking members, you come forward to this Congress with, you know, Chairman Conaway and Chairman Roberts. It's been a constant battle from folks wanting to reopen the farm bill, take money out of it, particularly when in a bipartisan fashion on both sides of Congress, you know, the ag leaders, the members of the ag committees, and frankly, the, you know, those of us around town that work on behalf of farmers and ranchers, just as, you know, Chairman Conaway had pointed out, we have made our cuts. And as Mr. Peterson pointed out, those were part of the farm bill, part of the process. We don't quite understand why it is we're constantly being asked to come back and once again, you know, kind of rip that Band-Aid off and cut ourselves open again. It's a constant battle on this whole front that somehow, and, you know, I recall, you know, years ago when, you know, Chairman Roberts was chairing the House Ag Committee, he used to talk about how, you know, one of the challenges agriculture has is because we're at the top of the alphabet, we seem to be the first place they go on both ends of the mall to find cuts. We're getting kind of tired of that.
How do you foresee Farm Bureau handling this news with the budget proposal now being released and working with lawmakers and maybe an optimistic outcome? What is the hopeful outcome through all this?
Well, what I can tell you, and it's probably no surprise to you because you follow this just as closely as we do, Mark, one of the things that has really stood out, virtually all of the ag leaders on the Hill, on, you know, Mr. Peterson, you've already mentioned, but Chairman Conaway and Chairman Adderholt, who is the House Ag Appropriations Subcommittee Chairman, Chairman Rogers of the full House Appropriations Committee, and you know, Chairman Cochran and Chairman Moran on the Appropriations side over on the Senate, along with Mr. Roberts, they've all put out statements saying, you know, well, okay, once again, we've gotten a budget from the administration. It goes after agriculture. takes cuts and goes after those programs that are so important. And, you know, that in their own ways, each of them is reminding not only all the folks around town, but certainly the president, thank you for sending this proposal up, but we will write the budget. We will determine how these appropriation measures are going forward. And we do hope that you will cooperate with us in putting together a rational type of budget approach that doesn't go so, you know, heavily after those programs important to farmers and ranchers. I mean, in the USDA budget alone, we know there are like 27 different programs that are taking a hit. Not all of it, you know, was negative. We did appreciate that there was some increased funding for research. That's something we can kind of look toward. But, man, you know, if that's coming at the expense of all of these other programs, all of which, you know, impact farmers and ranchers in some way, or if not the farmers and ranchers, the rural communities that they live in, those are things that we're going to be working very closely with the leadership on Capitol Hill, particularly the agricultural leadership on Capitol Hill, to make sure we end up with an appropriation bill for this coming year that works for all of us in agriculture.
In addition to the proposed crop insurance cuts, any other aspects to the budget that Farm Bureau is very concerned about? You mentioned the other programs that would see reductions in funding. Any in particular you'd like to mention, Dale?
Well, another area that, you know, doesn't show up on USDA's budget, but can have a dramatic effect on farmers and ranchers, and that is, you know, the president's proposed increase in the capital gains rate. I mean, again, we've had these long-fought battles to try and get that to a point where, you know, farmers, ranchers, you know, whether they're passing on, you know, their operations to the next generation or, you know, just something going on in the way that they are managing their enterprises. But to throw in an increase on the capital gains rate and, you know, to throw in also from what we understand, there's, you know, taking away the stepped up basis, which is particularly important, you know, as the farms are moved and ranches move from one generation to the next. Those are the kind of things that you know, don't readily pop up when you're writing about the ag news, but can have a profound effect on farm and ranch families all across the country. And that, too, you know, there are tax increases in this bill. That capital gains rate increase is not the only one. So we're still going through this budget with a fine-tooth comb. What we have, you know, again, taking some comfort in the fact that leadership in Congress has made it clear that, you know, the president sends a budget up, but that's about all that they're going to include him in this process as they sit down and start working through. Pulling folks like you mentioned, pulling Secretary Vilsack up to try and explain why they're, you know, whacking these programs and explaining how they're going to, whatever their approach is, we're going to be working closely with them to make sure what our folks need, what our members all across the country need is taken care of, whether it's in the ag committees or the ag appropriations or ways and means, Senate finance, all those areas that have an impact, they're on our radar for sure.
A positive that you mentioned was the increased support for ag research. Any other aspects of the proposed budget that Farm Bureau is feeling good about? Any other positives?
Well, that's what we found so far. And I would love to tell you that there's more that we'd like to say something positive about, but we're still looking. There's a few thousand pages to go through in that regard. And, you know, those needles in the haystack aren't shining very bright yet.